Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Tony Broom Ministries, welcoming you for another opportunity to teach and preach God's Word. Here is a message from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. The title is, At the Midnight Cry. Matthew chapter 25, the first 13 verses. I want to talk to us about at the midnight cry. What will happen at the midnight cry? The scripture says, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. Then the foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. At the midnight cry, some will be going to meet the bridegroom, and others won't care whether he comes or not. At the midnight cry, some will be wise and some will be foolish. There are many today in this world who would be considered foolish, not because of their intellectual knowledge or understanding or education, but the reason they would be considered foolish is because they are not wise. And the way that you're wise is to be right with God, to know God, to have a relationship with Him. The foolish are those who are not going to meet the bridegroom. They're not going to meet the Lord. The most foolish thing a person could do, and there's even a song that's written about it, wasted years, oh how foolish, is to spend our life, and many of us have, spent a lot of time in our life before we came to Christ. Oh how foolish, aimlessly wandering in darkness, the sins of this world, giving ourselves to passions and evil lusts, following after sin and Satan, living in darkness, wickedness and ungodliness. Our lamps, if we had a lamp at all, it was certainly not filled with oil. It was certainly not shining bright. There will be those at the midnight cry who are wise, those who will have their lamps trimmed and ready, burning brightly, having oil in their lamps. There will be those who are foolish, who will not have their lamps, will certainly not have them lit. They will not be burning bright, and they won't have any oil. There will be those at the midnight cry who are prepared, who are ready. It doesn't matter whether the bridegroom comes morning, noon, or night. Jesus is coming soon, morning, night, or noon. It doesn't matter when He's coming. We know not the day, we know not the hour when the Son of Man comes. But whenever He comes, it'll be all right, because we'll be watching, we'll be waiting. There will be those who are like the virgins. They'll be slumbering and sleeping. When Jesus comes again, these virgins kept on waiting, and they would nod off and try to keep themselves awake. I'm sure you've done that. You're trying to watch a program on television, or you're trying to read the Bible. You're trying to do something. You'll nod off, and you say, Where was I? You'll wake yourself up, and you'll go back, and you'll try to do it again. It's a miserable thing. You'd be a whole lot better off just lay down and go to sleep. Then you get up and try it again a little later. These virgins, they kept on trying to keep themselves awake. And finally, it says the tarried of the bridegroom was so long that they slumbered and all slept. And when the bridegroom came, the cry came at midnight. The cry comes, the bridegroom comes. Behold, he comes, go out to meet him. And then they arose and trimmed their lamps. And it was at that point that they realized, the foolish, that they didn't have any oil for their lamps. When we wait until the last hour, until the last time, the opportunity that we have so we can get right with God, people think that they don't even claim to believe the Bible, but they believe to the point that they say, well, I can just wait until so-and-so time. I'll wait till next week. I'll wait till next year. I'll wait till I get older. And you don't know whether next week is coming. You don't know whether next year is coming. You don't know whether you get older. And they are spurning their opportunities. It's like playing Russian roulette with your soul. And they don't realize how dangerous it is to play with our soul. We don't realize what's around the next corner, what's around the next bend. We don't realize what tomorrow holds. And nobody knows what their life is in store for, much less when Jesus is coming again. So they're slumbering and sleeping. Many people will be slumbering and sleeping. Even in the church, there will be those who are sleeping when Jesus is coming. Now, if you're asleep physically in the bed when he comes, that's all right. But we should not be asleep spiritually when Jesus comes again. We want to be watching. We want to be waiting. We want to be anticipating his coming. The foolish were sleeping physically, but they were ready spiritually. They had their lamps ready. They had the oil ready. And when the bridegroom came and the cry came, the midnight cry came, they said, let's go out to meet the bridegroom. And so they started getting their lamps ready. And it was at that moment that the foolish realized, look, we don't have oil. Our lamps are going out. You cannot wait until the last moment to prepare. We have to prepare our hearts and lives now so that if he comes now, that'll be all right. And if he does not come right now, that'll be all right too, because we'll still be watching and waiting for his coming. And so they get their lamps ready. And the foolish say to the wise, give us of your oil. Our lamps are gone out. And they said, not so, in King James way, meaning, No, we can't do that. There's not enough for us and for you. But go to those who are sell and buy for yourselves. You cannot wait to buy your way. You cannot buy your way into the kingdom of God. You cannot work your way into the kingdom of God. We have to get right with God and have a relationship with God. And then you can work. Then you can buy. Then you can do all those things. They went to buy the oil, and while they were gone to buy the oil, so busy, preoccupied in things of this world, they had to do this so they could get ready, do that so they could get ready. And while they were doing all that, the bridegroom comes. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Then afterwards, those came. After they got through doing what all they had to do, finally got some oil, and they came and they knocked and they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered, I do not know you. That will be the horrendous thing. That will be the terrible thing. Because when the bridegroom comes, at the midnight cry, some will be known by him and others will not be known by him. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. How do we do God's will? We have to get right with God. That's God's will, that we get right with God. This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that we're sanctified. Be you filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. There are three things right there. The works of grace, we call them, that it is definitely the Father's will. It's God's will for us to do. It's God's will that we be healed and blessed and touched. It's God's will that we be prospered. And that doesn't mean rich, but it means whatever you need. God has whatever you need already provided for you before the foundation of the world. And so we don't know perhaps every little thing about God's will, but we know what God's will is for our life. What is God's will? It's God's will that everyone be saved and make it to heaven. That's what His will is. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be not so burdened down with the cares of this life that you cannot enjoy the wonderful creation of God that He's made, that we get so enamored. And Jesus said you got to be like a little child. Well, what's a little child? He's happy. A piece of bubble gum will make him as happy as can be. Piece of chocolate candy or whatever it is. Just something little. Adults have to have thousands of dollars, something big to make them happy. They have to have that hoochie-goochie pocketbook that you're talking about. That's what adults have to have. They have to have all these things in life. But Jesus said you have to be as a child. Unless you become as a little child, you will in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. We have to be as a child, where we're happy with the things of God. To hear the birds sing in the tree and watch them fly through the air, and to see the beautiful things of God. To enjoy life. I know there's a lot of things going on around us in this world. Everywhere we look, there's troubles and trials and things that are happening. But we cannot allow these things to take away the joy of our salvation. To know Him, to have Him as our Lord and Savior, to be ready to have our lamps trimmed, burning brightly, to have the oil which represents the Holy Spirit. Don't allow the oil to run out. Don't allow that to happen. He will never leave us, but we have to stay with Him. We have to keep the gift stirred up. We have to keep the oil in our lamps so that it will burn brightly, and allow that oil to fill with the Spirit. He said, be filled with the Spirit. What is that? That's that oil. Represents the oil in the lamp. To be filled with the Spirit and to shine brightly so that we can reach others for Jesus Christ. The church does not have to just go through this world barely making it, self-maintenance, all this thing, having another meal, having another meeting, having another this, but how much are we reaching the world for Jesus Christ? How much are we spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ? You don't have to feed me. You don't have to pamper me. You don't have to give me a pamphlet. You don't have to do all this. All you have to do is just help me tote this load, and let's share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's take care of each other the best that we can. Those who are down and out, we would pray the prayer of faith for them, or we would do whatever they need to help them. And Jesus, when He comes, He'll be coming for those at the midnight cry who have their lamps ready and are burning brightly and are full with oil. We cannot wait until the last time comes, and then we'll be unprepared. It's a sad commentary to think that people who have every opportunity, God has done everything He can. He's made eternal provision for our salvation, for everything that we need, and He sent His Son Jesus. He delivered Him up for us all. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. He who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? And He has everything for us in Jesus Christ. All spiritual blessings in all heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we do not want to come to that day and hear Him say, I'm sorry. As the song said, I'm sorry, I never knew you. I don't know you. Yeah, but Lord, I was a member of Pentecostal Holiness Church. I taught Sunday school. I did this and I did that. He said, I'm sorry, I don't know you. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen for nobody. We want everybody to be saved and be part of the family of God.
You have been listening to a message from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. The title has been, At the Midnight Cry. Make sure when that midnight cry comes that you are right with Jesus Christ, that you have received Him as Savior and made Him your Lord. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.